Namaste, yogis. Thank you for joining me again today. Today will be the last class that we focus on back body strength and front body opening or front body length. We're going to play a little bit with dancer's pose, Natarajasana. So if you have a strap or a resistance band or a belt that you can use or a tie, just hit pause and go and grab it and then come back and continue. Okay, we're going to center ourselves first. So find a nice comfortable seat. Either you can kneel in Vajrasana like me or cross-legged is fine. As you're ready, soften your gaze or close your eyes. And just let the hands rest gently in the lap. Wherever is most comfortable for you. Take a moment to bring your awareness to your pelvis and feel this nice stable base. And from there, lengthen up all the way up the spine to the back of the head. Feel the back of the skull lift up and slightly back. Let the shoulders be heavy and release down, down the back. Soft face. And just come to your breath. And if you like, if it's in your practice, you can start to breathe with Ujjayi breath. Or you can take full, smooth, steady inhales and exhales as you please today for your practice. Let's take 3 cycles of breath here. Lovely. We'll open our eyes and we'll shift forward into tabletop position on our hands and our knees. Hands are about shoulder width distance apart and they're under the shoulders or a little bit in front of the shoulders. Good, nice and square here, nice and steady. And then we'll start with Anahatasana or puppy pose. There are other names for it too, like half downward facing dog or melting heart pose. Take a giant step with your hands forward. And we'll keep the hands wide today, at least as wide as the shoulders. Keep the hips about above the knees and then just allow the chest to mount down toward the floor. Forehead toward the mat. And while you're here, keep the breath steady. Feel the fingertips root into the mat. Pull the fingertips back a little. Lift the front ribs slightly. And lift the navel towards the spine. And then we'll come all the way back up out of that. Adjust the hands back, grip the mat with the hands, push the mat away, tuck the toes, lift the hips up and back, downward facing dog. Take a moment in your downward dog to slowly bicycle the legs and just enjoy the sensation down the backs of the legs. And then come to stillness. Take an inhale in down dog. And exhale, pick up the right foot, step the right foot forward between the hands. Stay on the fingertips, right knees bent, runner's lunge. And here in your own time, so I want you to tailor this for you. Bend and re-straighten the back knee. And then as you like, you can also bend and re-straighten the front leg. And you're not trying to go really far. It's the very beginning of the practice. We're just allowing things to wake up a little and observing the sensations and seeing what's going on in our body. The next time your back knee is straight and your front knee is bent, stay there. Take an inhalation and then exhale, plant the hands, step back, downward facing dog. Good, let's inhale, lift the right leg, open the front of the pelvis towards the right hip opens away from left hip. Bend the knee, drop the heel back. So you're in a twisted downward facing dog. And today, think about lengthening the tail up and away behind you, using your hamstrings to pull your heel closer towards your buttock. And on the exhale, re-straighten the leg, step the right foot outside the right hand on your yoga mat. And you can use a couple of steps to get there if you need. Lower the left knee down onto the mat. Option to stay here on the hands under the shoulders, or bend the back knee, pick up the back foot. Reach the right hand back to take the back foot, so it's opposite hand to foot. Hand will stay on the inside of the foot today. As you kick the foot into the hand, draw the chest forward. So you're getting a beautiful opening in your quadriceps on the left hand side. And then release the foot, bring the right hand back onto the yoga mat. Now start to walk the hands on a diagonal to the left. Come down onto that left forearm if you have the room, otherwise stay on the left hand, and reach the right fingertips away from you. Release the head, let the right ear be in line with the right bicep. Deep breath into right side body. Come back up onto the hands under shoulders, and transition back, downward facing dog. Lovely, second side, inhale and downward dog. Exhale, left foot steps forward between the hands. In your own time, your rhythm, bend and re-straighten the back knee. An option to also play with bending and re-straightening the front knee. And observing mobility or tension in the body, aware of your limitations. Next time your front knee is bent and your back knee is straight, stay. Inhale here, draw the chest forward, lift the belly slightly. Exhale, plant the hands back to downward dog. Lift the left leg, inhale, pelvis opens to the left. Bend the knee, drop the heel, keep the breath steady. Feel like you're lengthening out of the lower back. Use the hamstrings to draw the heel as close as you can towards your buttock, while you continue to lift the left knee and reach it away from you. Use your exhale to release, re-straighten the leg, and then step the left leg outside the left hand. If you need help stepping it outside, it's always helpful to just lower both knees first and then step the leg forward. Good. Lower the back knee down onto the mat. Left toes turn out slightly. Pick up the back foot, bend the back knee. Reach the left hand back to take the inside of the foot. If you can't reach the foot, you can just reach towards the foot. Or it's useful to use your little strap here. You can hook the strap around the top of the foot and hold onto the strap instead. If you're holding the foot or the strap, start to turn the chest forward as you kick the foot into the hand or the strap. Inhale here, lift the chest. Exhale, release the foot or the strap and come back to your center. Release the back foot onto the mat. Walk the hands on a diagonal forward into the right-hand side. Come down onto your right elbow this time. And if you can't, stay up on the right hand, no problem. And reach those left fingertips away from you. Good. As you're ready, breathe into the left side ribs, the outer edge of the left shoulder, and then walk the hands back underneath the shoulders, curl the back toes under and step back, downward facing dog. Lovely, let's inhale, rock forward to plank pose, and exhale, lower all the way to the floor for Sphinx. Come up onto your elbows, forearms on the mat. Very gentle extension of the spine here. Feel the tops of your feet pushing down into the mat. Push the forearms down. Pull back with the fingertips to pull the heart through the shoulders. And then see if you can also feel the forearms and the hands draw slightly apart, away from one another. Where is the sensation in the spine? If you feel it a lot in the lower back, push the pubic bone down a little. Lengthen the top rim of the buttock back away from you and lift the navel slightly towards the spine. Release your Sphinx pose, exhale. Slide the fingers back in line with the middle of the chest for cobra. Very medium-sized cobra pose. Inhale, stay here for the exhale. Keep the elbows bent, upper arms alongside the body. One more inhale as you draw the shoulders down the back and toward one another. And then exhale, lower down, curl the toes under and shift back downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the heels, look forward. Exhale, bend the knees, step or hop to the top of your yoga mat. Inhale, lengthen halfway, hands to shins. Exhale, fold forward again. Bend the knees, inhale, hips back, come into Utkatasana, chair pose. Lovely, exhale, let's cross right arm on top of left arm. Bend the elbows, backs of hands or palms of hands together for eagle arms. We'd squeeze the forearms together. Lift the fingertips. Release eagle arms and open the elbows wide apart, cactus arms. Second side, left arm on top of right arm. Bend the elbows, take the bind of the forearms and the hands. Eagle arms, second side. Forearms draw away from the face as you continue to squeeze the forearms together. Good, release that. Open the elbows wide again into cactus arms. Take an inhale. Exhale, stand tall. Release the arms alongside you. Bring the hands in front of the heart. You're facing the top of your mat. Half salutations together with Malasana Yogi Squat. Inhale, reach the arms forward and up. Exhale, turn the feet out slightly or heel toe the feet wider, bend the knees, sit down into a squat, hands to prayer. Inhale, push the upper arms against the inner knees. Exhale, lift the hips and bow forward over the legs, standing forward fold. Lengthen halfway, tops of the thighs back. Exhale, fold forward again. Rise to stand, inhale, reach up. Exhale, bring the hands to prayer in front of the heart. One more, inhale, reach the arms forward and up. Exhale, sit down into your squat. Come halfway down if you have sensitive knees. Take an inhale here. Exhale, lift the hips, bow forward over the legs. Lift and lengthen halfway, shoulders draw down the back and onto the back. Bow forward, exhale. Rise to stand, inhale, reach through the fingers, gentle back bend, hands to prayer in front of the heart. Exhale. Reach the arms, inhale, we move on. Exhale, bow forward. Halfway lift, inhale, lift the chest. Exhale, step the right foot back, right knee down. Reach the arms overhead, inhale, Anjaneyasana. Exhale, hands down, step to downward facing dog. Rock forward to plank, inhale. Exhale, lower to the floor for locust. Inhale, lift the chest, lift the legs, reach the arms back, palms down. Exhale, release and shift back to down dog. Float the right leg, inhale, three-legged dog. Exhale, step your right foot forward, left knee down. Reach the arms forward and up, inhale, Anjaneyasana. Hands to the mat, step the left foot forward, standing forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Rise to stand, inhale, reach up. We keep going, exhale, fold forward. Lift halfway, inhale. Exhale, left foot this time, steps back, left knee down. Reach the arms up, inhale. Exhale, hands to the mat, back to down dog. Rock forward to plank, inhale. Lower to the floor again for locust, exhale. Lift the chest, lift the legs, reach the arms back, palms down, shoulder blades towards one another. Exhale, release, shift back, downward facing dog. Inhale, lift the left leg. Exhale, left foot steps forward, right knee down. Reach the arms forward and up, inhale. Exhale, hands down, step right foot forward. Lengthen halfway, inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Rise to stand, reach up, look up, slight back bend. Exhale all the way forward. Inhale, lift halfway. Exhale, step or jump back, down dog or Chaturanga Dandasana, up dog or cobra, you choose. We meet back in our downward facing dog. Good. One breath in downward facing dog. And then on your exhale, step your right foot forward, pivot the left heel in and down for warrior two. Come into warrior two. Good. Again, eagle arms. Cross the right arm on top of the left arm. Bend the elbows. Bind the hands. Or alternatively, just keep the right arm straight and hug it in by wrapping the left forearm underneath the tricep. Here, see if you can find a little bit of roundness in the upper back. Maybe you even round forward slightly. And just observe an opening in the upper back. Come back upright, release the arms and reach the fingertips wide. As you exhale, you reach the right fingertips forward in front of you. Step the left foot in slightly. As you re-straighten the right leg, lift the left leg. Bring the right fingertips to the floor. Adha Chandrasana. A little bit wobbly, I know. See if you can really use the outer left hip to lift the left leg. Root down into the base of your right big toe ball for stability. If you're stable and you want to go further, bend the top knee and reach the top hand back to take the inside of the foot, if possible, and kick the foot into the hand, opening the chest. If you've got the bind of the foot, release the foot. We meet in half moon. Bend the right knee. Step the left foot back, warrior two. Inhale, Virabhadrasana two. Exhale, hands down, step back, downward dog. From downward dog, look forward towards your hands. Shift your weight halfway forward to plank. Step the right hand slightly forward. Drive into the hand, rotate the elbow crease towards the space between the thumb and the index finger. Shift to the outside of the right foot. Step the ball of the left foot behind you. Lift the hips, turn the chest. Reach the right arm up and over. The left arm up and over. Sonsi's going crazy. If you want a little extra, bend the left elbow and cradle the other side of the left, other side of the head. See how that feels for you. To come out, bend the knees so you shift the weight back, and then bring left hand to mat, turn back to downward facing dog. Let's do everything again on the second side. Step the left foot forward, pivot the right heel down, come into your warrior two. Good, as you arrive, feel the stability, the strength, the stamina of the legs. Left arm on top of right arm, bend the elbows and take the bind of the hands. Squeeze the forearms together and feel a little roundness in the upper back today. Right between the shoulder blades, that's where you're observing sensation. Lift the chest back upright, release the arms. Prepare to come into Adho Chandrasana on the second side. So you lean forward over the front leg, you reach the left hand forward. Gaze where you think you'll put the left hand. Step the right foot in. Oops, mat likes to move. Lift the right leg as you re-straighten the supporting leg. Half moon. Right fingertips to sky. Good, so your right hip is rotating up away from the left hip. So the front of your pelvis faces the long edge of the mat. Stay here or bend the top knee and reach that top hand back. Now it can take the outside of the foot, no problem at all. If you have a little more mobility, you can pivot the hand on the foot to take the inside. Kick the foot into the hand. Lovely. Release the bind of the foot. We meet back in half moon. If you're still in half moon, stay there. And then exhale, lightly step back to your warrior two. Good. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, plant the hands, step back. Downward facing dog. Good. On your next inhalation, look forward and shift halfway forward to plank. Look at your left hand. Step the left hand slightly forward, about a hand's length forward actually. Drive into the hand and shift to the outside of the left foot. Pick up the right foot, step the ball of the right foot behind you. Lift the hips up, reach the right arm up and over. Keep driving into the left hand, bend the right elbow, cradle the back of the head with the right hand if you like. And to come out, bend both knees, shift the weight back towards the back of your mat. And then flip the right hand back onto the mat and turn back to down dog. Lovely. Let's walk the feet towards the hands and arrive at the top of the mat in a standing forward fold. Lengthen halfway. Inhale. Bow forward. Exhale. And rise to stand. Reach the arms overhead. Inhale. Hands to prayer, exhale. Good, we move straight into dancer's pose. Feel free to pause if you want to take a break and try again. We'll just do it once on each side. If you have a strap, make a loop with your strap if possible. If you can't do that, then you can just loop the foot with the strap as well, okay? So make a small loop with your strap. We'll shift the weight into the right foot. I like to stand next to a wall for extra stability. It helps you find a little more range of motion. Strap loops around the top of the left foot, left knee's bent. Now, as you hold the strap, look at your hand and make sure your palm and your elbow crease are facing out to the side of the room, past the long edge of your mat. From here, kick the foot into the hand, start to lean forward. Start to slide the hand as much as you need to up the strap. Keep the elbow in nice and tight along the side of the body, and then lift the forearms up. You can keep holding on to the wall with the right hand, or maybe you reach the right fingertips forward. You can keep kicking the foot into the belt as you lean forward and lift the foot. Or maybe you bend the right elbow and take the right hand to take a hold of the strap too. Lift the forearms and keep the elbows shoulder width distance. And if all that sounds very confusing, then you can lose the strap completely. Hold the outside of the left foot with the left hand. Kick the foot into the hand, lean forward, let the hip points tilt forward and down, and reach the right fingertips forward. To come out, if you're holding the strap, make sure that you keep that left elbow in as close as possible down the side of the body as you release and come to the second side. Good, let's try that on the second side. If you found it confusing to use a strap, especially because you're not in person with your teacher, forget using the strap. Hold the wall with your left hand, bring your right hand to hold the outside of your right ankle, and kick into the hand as you lean forward. If you want to try the strap again, loop the strap around the top of the foot. Check that your right hand is facing outwards, right elbow crease faces outwards. Can hold onto the wall with the left hand, and as you go to lift the right hand and the right foot, you can keep your right elbow as close as possible in alongside the body before you lift it up towards the ceiling and lift the forearm up. Then you can kick the foot into the strap and tilt forward for more leverage. From there, you can maybe release the hand from the wall and reach the left fingers forward, or maybe bend left elbow and take a hold of the strap with the left hand as well. Allow yourself to tilt forward a little, it'll give you more leverage. Good. Another inhale. As you exhale, release the left hand first from the strap. And then keep the right elbow really close along the right side of the body as you release the right foot and get rid of the strap. Lovely. To neutralize after that, downward facing dog. Good, and as you get to your downward dog, just take a moment to reflect. If you found using the strap frustrating or confusing, just acknowledge that maybe you came up against one of your limitation, and that's okay. Now we come back to steady breath, so we can practice steadfastness again and again and again when we come up against limitations. Or maybe you use the strap and you decided not to use the strap and just hold the foot. Maybe that worked for you. Maybe you came up against your limitation and chose to practice a different technique. Just observe what happened, the commentary in the mind, and come back to the breath. Good, let's lower the knees down onto the mat. I like to cross my ankles and shift my weight back. Some people prefer to shift their feet to one side. Sit down, swing the legs in front of you, And let's come to lay all the way down onto our backs. To close now, after that back bending focus sequence, we took a moment to neutralize our spine. And now we'll take a very gentle forward flexion of the spine as we open the outer hip. Right ankle on top of left thigh. Interlace the hands behind the left thigh or in front of the left shin for thread the needle pose. And feel a gentle resistance with the right ankle into the top of the left thigh. And take a full cycle of breath here. And then we'll release and we'll switch sides. Left ankle on top of right thigh. Bring the hands through and around to take the back of the right thigh or the front of the right shin. You'll feel the lower back pressing down into the mat. It should feel pretty good after that standing back bend you just did. And then you can release, let go. And prepare for your final Shavasana, either feet as wide as the mat, knees together. Maybe you take Shavasana in constructive rest today. Or soles of feet together, knees wide, can feel really good for some of us. Or you can extend your legs long on the mat and settle in for final Shavasana. Take a moment to reflect on your practice. And know that with movement and breath, you shifted some stagnant energy. You open the front of the hips and the quadriceps. You strengthened back body. You extended the spine. And now you let it all go and just release onto your mat and take a few precious moments or sacred moments of silence. Thank you for joining me today, yogis. Namaste.